and welcome to episode one of Celebrity Ghost Talkers. I'm your host, James Williams, and I'm here in the studio with co-host Danny Habe. Say hi, Danny.
Spooky-ish.
You don't get a full name.
What's up?
And Matt Maynard.
Ooh.
Thanks for tuning in. This is our first episode. You might remember us from such classics as Nintendo Dreamcast. We're trying something out, so we're going to take it today. The concept of Celebrity Ghost Talkers, if you haven't heard of us, which you haven't, is that we are going to interview every week a different celebrity who is deceased via Ouija board. Now, none of us are mediums, so we've never done this before, so we have no idea how it's going to work out. Just kind of the vision of the show was it would be cool if we could do a talk show. We have no celebrity pool, so we can't actually interview real celebrities, and there are no ghost agents or ghost managers to go through, so we can kind of hijack celebrity ghosts and force them to talk to us through black magic. Our first celebrity interviewee, I think we're going to open up with Sammy Davis Jr. No specific reason. We just, we're going through celebrities and we're like, who do we want to blow the first episode on? We don't want it to be
not something somebody too big,
nobody too awesome.
Not, but it's got to be too small. It's got to be like somewhere where we like attract an audience.
We considered, considered Corey Haim.
Yeah, we talked originally when the idea for the show came up was we wanted to find out stuff about Corey Haim. And we're like, yeah, but with the recent stuff in the news media, it was too dark to open up on Corey Haim.
That'd be a super low place to start and have to dig our way out to something.
Yeah. If this goes well, maybe we'll get to him eventually.
Yeah, so kind of what we like to do with the show is we'll talk about a deceased celebrity and maybe some cool stories that you, the listener, have never heard of before, or you had heard of but you still thought they were cool. We've got quite a lineup for the first season. Let me pull it up here. Next podcast, we're going to have Patrick Swayze on. We're going to have Prince. We got Paul McCartney lined up, Jimi Hendrix, David Bowie, Michael Jackson, Heath Ledger, and Bob Marley. That's all in the pipeline for season one. So it's a pretty star-studded cast. We're really excited to get these guys into the interview via the dark arts.
I was thinking a comedian, you know, can go out and get absolutely literally no laughs, not one laugh.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be funny if a singer went out sometime and ended a song on a high note and ta-da, and cut off. Just no applause.
I'll tell you where that happened to me. That happened to me in Osaka.
Osaka, Japan?
Or? In Japan, Osaka, Japan.
I assume
Japan.
Not Osaka, Nebraska.
And we did a concert, and when you go to Japan, you go to the over there to the Orient, you work a kind of a strange thing. You do one night in a big auditorium where 8,000 people come, mm-hmm. and it was fantastic, and the kids and everybody came. It was beautiful. The next night, we worked in a nightclub, yeah. and it was elderly Japanese people. Now, I had never worked in a nightclub for elderly Japanese people. Mm-hmm. Somehow, that kind of group just don't come to the Concord. I don't know what to expect, but I got Augie and Margot on the bill, dance team, well known, and they walked out on the stage, it's true, yeah. walked out on the stage, and they came off in 4 minutes. I went, what about? He said, they're murder. That's what Augie said, they're murder. He said, so I cut one number out, because they only did 12 minutes, right? And there was one big Spanish thing that they did. So I said, what murder? We've been over here for a week and a half, and everybody loves us. I walked out, and it was complete silence. Now, those were the days that I didn't feel as secure as I feel about my career, about yeah. Where my head was, you know. So I went out and did all that old black magic.
Yeah, well, gee whiz, I don't know. I do have the impressions. All right, you guys up against the wall. You dirty rat, you're going to get it. dancing, playing the drums, the vibes, everything at the end. And they nursed it, rehearsed it, gave out the news. And the Southland gave birth one more time. I've never been so, I didn't know what to do.
You mean it's happened the night?
I walked off the stage, and the man who owned the club, a very nice man, came back. He says, you are a very big hit. I swear to you.
You mean because they didn't attack? You assumed that
No, he meant that they never applaud for anybody, but the word of mouth as the people were leaving was good.
So let's talk about Sammy Davis Jr. A lot of you might not know, but Sammy Davis Jr., you know, the Rat Pack, was also a Satanist, which is really, really bizarre. he became a member of the Church of Satan, became friends with, what's his name, Anton LaVey?
Anton LaVey, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the head of the Church of Satan, and he did a pilot for a TV show starring Satan. Christopher Lee was Satan, and Sammy Davis Jr. was like a low-level demon.
He was a demon furnace janitor in hell.
Yeah.
And it was like the opposite of It's a Wonderful Life, is how the Vice article put it.
He was trying to impress the big boss, Satan, and, you know, steal people's souls. But you might not know that, because it's really fucking weird. And for this first episode, I was excited because I knew this little fact about Sammy Davis Jr., and we went to do our research, and evidently it is super hard to find out anything about Sammy Davis being a Satanist. I think his estate has worked real hard to kind of preserve his legacy and swipe that 4 years under the rug. We did find a couple of articles, so we kind of can talk about it.
It sounded like they re-edited his biography and re-released it too, or something.
Yeah, it's like, and between 1968 and 1972, Sammy Davis Jr. sat there.
Straight from traveling musician to Nixon supporter, right there, big old blank.
Had he lost his eye by the time he was a Satanist?
I think so. I think he lost his eye in the 60s.
I think he lost his eye super early.
Yeah.
He was the one-eyed black warlock, Sammy Davis Jr. The
one-eyed black Jewish.
Black Jew warlock.
The whole theory with the missing eye thing, before the Satanism came along, he had that mezuzah from when he converted to Judaism.
What's a mezuzah?
Is that like the little prayer box?
It's a little prayer box that hangs around your neck. It's supposed to it's supposed to hang in front of a door. You touch it when you walk in, it sort of purifies you. But apparently that's the only time he ever didn't wear it, was when he in that car accident and lost his eye. So.
It was like a kazoozle, like the sweet tart ropes.
But you gave me one of those at the movies the other night. It was delicious. Danny has also given me one in the past, and they are just as good as I remember.
So the mezuzah.
Just from the get-go, he seemed very superstitious in that sense of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he went on to satanic orgies.
He played hopscotch with religions pretty.
You get a mezuzah, and next thing you know, you're in satanic orgies.
Yeah. I just read there's like the famous quote he does. I've never heard of it before because I've never really heard anything about Sammy Davis Jr. before, where someone asks him on a golf course what his handicap is. Yeah. And he says, talk about handicap, I'm a one-eyed Negro Jew.
I like that we picked a celebrity that one of us has legitimately never heard of. That's,
I mean, I don't know about never. Like, if you had said, like, Sammy Davis Jr., I'd be like, I recognize that name. That is about as much as I can subscribe to it, though.
If you never heard of him, he was a singer, dancer, actor, impressionist in, like, the 50s, yeah, like, 60s,
way before
70s.
My time.
He was a jack of all trades.
Yeah, he's a famous dancer.
I only knew him from, like, the comedy shows doing parodies of him.
He was big with Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin. He did Ocean's 11, the original one with them. He had a couple of records. The Candyman song is probably the only song you'll actually remember him by. Evidently, he hated that song, which is unfortunate. We'll ask him about it, how he actually feels about the Candyman song tonight on Celebrity Ghost Talkers. We're not going to throw the softball questions here, guys. We're going to hit these ghosts with actual hard questions. This isn't a fluff piece. Yeah. We're going to bring our A game. We're seasoned interviewers.
Like prime gotcha afterlife journalism we're going for here.
I hate to say this, but I can't wait till Adrian Paul dies. You can finally have that motherfucker on the show.
Yeah, I dropped the ball on that one for a good 4 years.
So, you read the Vice article, so tell us about Sammy Davis Jr. being a Satanist-ish.
I don't know. It was weird that it mentioned he was very fond of the, like, sexual lifestyle and stuff, and a lot of them think that's what's first.
Most people are.
Yeah. I'm talking about the hedonistic crap where orgies and the like. And
it mentioned the one party he had where, like, the woman was sprawled out on the table, like, chained up. And
yep.
Tell me about that.
I didn't really go into too much detail, except that Sammy Davis Jr. wasn't worried about her beyond worrying about people sticking dildos in her, apparently, was the
That was
quote.
His, like, it was the line for him?
Well, yeah, she was meant to be, I think, more of a showpiece than a play.
Okay.
He wasn't worried that she was some kind of, like, human sacrifice. She was just a dildo sponge. Good on him.
Poor woman.
A dildo pincushion.
Yeah. But I think it's funny how they cite that he would, like, purvey his satanic followings by giving people little signs of painted fingernails and, like, the devil horns. And if you look at the promo for that his failed pilot. It's him doing the little devil horns on his head.
Well, it's about Satan, I imagine.
I don't understand, but he apparently put that off as a nod to them, not as something in the show. So that's what ordered him. I think he, for doing that show, he got promoted to a level 2 warlock.
Level 2 warlock. That's pretty, I mean, that's pretty nice. I don't know how the warlock system works. So, like, it's super impressive if he starts out at, like, level 10 and works your way down to level 1. But if you just start at level 1, you would think TV pilot getting you to level 2 is not that big of a jump.
Yeah. No. And, but for not doing anything, maybe it's...
Maybe that was on track to get to level 10, but the pilot failed, so they're, like, level 2.
Well, they still want to give him something, right? Yeah. Yeah, like, it was a good effort.
I think to the TV networks, the pilot failed is like a horrible mistake. But
it's really weird that a black guy in the early 1970s can't have a TV comedy about Lucifer. Yeah. It's really weird that one got shot down.
But yeah, I think LaVey was very proud of the messages that it sent out. So I think they all liked it at the church itself.
Yeah, yeah. Well, one thing, if you're not familiar with Satanism and Anton LaVey in particular, I think he started the church mostly as a farce, like kind of satirical. I'm not a Satanist myself, and I don't know too much about it, but I think they don't actually worship Satan and do like human sacrifices and stuff. So I think he liked the fact that they were able to put or attempt to put on TV something that poked light about Satan and Satanism and Lucifer as a character, because, you know, obviously from thousands of years he's a boogeyman. And I know in American culture, especially back then, just talking about the devil and Satan, like, this was during Satanic Panic and stuff with all that, so
it carried a lot more weight back then than it does now.
I'm sure, like, today if we were to have I guess there's a TV show called Lucifer that's actually on TV about a superhero devil. Like, that shit would not fly in the 1970s. So. No.
It is actually a very good TV show that I watch weekly.
I like it, too. Yeah. Maybe when he dies, we'll have him on the show. It's bad now. Every time I, like, see a celebrity I like, I'm like, man, when he dies...
The best thing about the show, with the premise of our show, we never stop getting people we can bring on.
Like, yeah,
everybody's going to die, and everybody's therefore able to be on our show.
And including us.
Yeah.
That's true.
Let's start.
The first one of us,
I was about to say,
the first one of us dies, we have to.
You guys are not allowed to interview me on the podcast.
It's okay if you go, we don't know how to operate it. So yeah. That's probably the end of the podcast.
Yes, technically, if Matt Maynard goes first, this podcast is over.
The producer dies, so does the show.
Engineers are dime dozen.
Yeah, I think Anton LaVey was pretty impressed with, you know, Sammy Davis Jr. trying to poke light at Satan on TV. It was a big step up for, I won't say Satanism, but maybe like secular culture in America in the early 70s. So yeah. Too bad the show didn't work out.
There was a huge outcry about the pilot, apparently. Everybody
I can imagine.
And, like, got tons of angry letters. Mm-hmm.
You got one of them black guys on TV talking about the devil? Not in my America.
That's too bad, sir.
Make them great again.
Oh, man. Everybody loves the old-timey 50s radio voice. It's a good one.
All right, so one thing tonight, I think we should talk more about Sammy Davis Jr. Yeah. Surely we have some more cool stories about him.
Well, Danny was telling us about the before about how he was forced to marry a black woman when he wanted to marry a white woman.
In the 1957, he was involved with like a white woman named Kim Novak, a white actress.
Okay. What was she in? Do you know?
I have no idea. I've never heard of Sammy Davis Jr. How am I supposed to know who
Kim Novak is? I thought you might have clicked the blue link in the article, Danny.
Not even close.
But like harkening back to that era, the movie companies had so much clout around the world and stuff. I think they're the ones that forced him.
Yeah, the president of Columbia Pictures thought it would have a negative effect on the reputation of the studio.
Oh my God.
So tell the story, Danny.
But the studio sent someone to make sure he stopped seeing Novak. And apparently they kidnapped him for a few hours, like put him, you know, I guess they put a bag over his head, threw him in a car.
Holy shit.
Well, he immediately afterwards married a black dancer named Lorray White. And in like a recent documentary, it was theorized that he was threatened. It was an arranged marriage that he was threatened to take, or they would, like, I don't know, break his legs or something.
exact thing says is that they arranged for Davis to be threatened with the loss of his other eye or a broken leg if he didn't marry a black woman within 2 days.
Holy shit. I like that they're so fucking racist. They're like, all right, see, we got this Sammy Davis Jr. and he's trying to get on with this white woman. We'll make him marry a black woman right now.
Yeah.
That means he will never have sex with another woman again because he is married.
He apparently got so drunk at the wedding that his friends had to help him to his like wedding bed. And then checking on him later, he had a gun to his head. So they
Was this like medieval England? Were they checking to see if the sheets are stained?
Yeah.
And Sammy had consummated the marriage.
Apparently, according to the documentary, the marriage was never consummated.
And they checked the sheets; they were clean. I'm assuming they got a divorce.
Yeah. Well, he like paid her to go into a fake marriage with him. And he like just like 2 years later, he married a white Swedish actress named Mary Britt. May Britt. So
he showed them peoples.
Yeah, I mean, I guess he got them off there. It wasn't a Columbia Pictures actress anymore. So maybe he just had to go to a different acting studio.
I like that they weren't like the movie execs were like, call up his manager, like, hey, we got a real problem with the image of the studio. You know, it's 1950s. We're all really fucking racist. So you guys can't get married. They're like, all right, get the bag man. Send him out there. You get Sammy Davis and you throw a bag over that motherfucker's head. And you kidnap that guy.
Yeah. Shit. I mean, at the time, interracial marriages were still illegal in 31 states, and it wouldn't be another, like...
Just send out, like, the G-Squad and fucking kidnap him.
I'm surprised Sinatra couldn't have got him out of that. Yeah, sounds like it was mob-related.
I like to think that it was, like, a big heist, and they're like, all right, wait until Sinatra's in Vegas for the weekend, then we'll move in.
Yeah. It wasn't until, like, at least 7 years later that... like interracial marriages being illegal was unconstitutional. Speaking of the Rat Pack, though, I thought I didn't know this, but apparently Frank Sinatra wanted to call it the Klan. And Sammy Davis Jr. Was like, okay, no, we're not gonna be the Klan.
He uses one veto power right there, like,
yeah. So I don't know how sympathetic to the black cause Frank Sinatra really was, but they called themselves the Summit until one day after like a night of partying and like playing poker and doing all kinds of shit, like someone stumbled upon them and told them they looked like a pack of rats, and that's when the name stuck.
Yeah.
I like to think like Frank Sinatra calls them all together and they're all like, all right, we got names, like, we'll be the Klan. Sammy Davis Jr. like is one good eye. It's just like, seriously, man.
I'm sure. I feel like you're like facepalm for a second. I don't know. Like, can we please talk about this?
Well, if anything, like,
I don't want to be the Klan.
Anything that I know about Sammy Davis Jr., Frank Sinatra, and Dean Martin was that they were drunk 24 hours a day. So I'll just give this one to Frank Sinatra. Maybe he wasn't thinking clearly.
Kim Novak was the lead in Vertigo, the Alfred Hitchcock movie.
Oh, nice.
Seen that. It's a great movie.
She's a looker.
She is. Check her out.
I love it when they're like, he can't marry anybody from Colombia, but go to another movie studio. It's good.
Any other white girls. You can marry those.
Go marry an MGM broad.
Man, we've really come a long way as a society in the past 60 years.
And then went backwards.
Yeah. We plateaued at a point. And then
two step forwards, one step back. You know, that's how things work.
That's the way I am. I'm gregarious. When we saw each other this afternoon, I grabbed you, hugged you, because I wanted to let you know my affection for you. Mm-hmm. Now, I do that. And in those days, being overly theatrical, you know, with like the rings or the Nehru or whatever the fad was in. So in the army, I had it, but nobody else had that kind of feeling. And you weren't supposed to do it. So my being gregarious led to the guys, gave them all the food for fodder they needed to say, hey, man, get that nigger now. Stop him. Mm-hmm. And the more they said, get him, the more I used what the man upstairs gave me to fight him back. Because I figured, I'm too small. I tried physically. I got my nose broke 3 times, man. That's it. It was broke. It didn't. It was never like this, you know. But it was a little better than it is now. But I couldn't deal with it. And it hurt, and nobody was there. They were there, but I'm saying, you couldn't do anything about it. You had nobody to back you up.
Thank you.
Matt, what did you find out about Sammy Davis Jr.?
He, his parents were vaudeville actors.
Vaudeville?
Vaudeville. His dad and his uncle actually were in vaudeville.
What is vaudeville?
Vaudeville is like pretty much, it was like shows that were like traveling around the United States. It was before movies were around. That's what people did for entertainment.
Yeah.
They'd go and like, they'd see like a early version of a stand-up comic tell dirty jokes, or they'd see like a puppet show or people dancing, or
it's supposed to be like very raucous and kind of not suitable for the public kind of
right
sounds like a precursor to carnies.
Yeah, a lot of the like the blackface stuff came from vaudeville. yeah, his parents and him were actually black, so
was vaudeville definitely sounds like the kind of word you would say in a 1950s radio show host. Yeah. A voice.
Were his parents Jewish, or did he convert to Judaism after somebody gave him the kazoozle?
He converted
after his something happened, and then he talked to a friend of his who kind of spouted the Jewish faith to him, and he kind of just latched onto it.
That's cool.
He seemed like he was pretty pliable. Like
he did, yeah. He
if someone was really into something, he would be like, eh.
It's like hey. Satan's the new hotness. Come take a peek.
Yeah,
like,
okay. Yeah.
Hey, Sammy, you heard about that Satan?
Now we're all into porno. And he would like show porno movies at his house.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Skin flicks constantly.
Man, Sammy Davis Jr. just sounds like a fun guy.
But my point about the vaudeville thing is like, I mean, that's where most of Hollywood came from was vaudeville. So, I mean, he's like Hollywood royalty, yeah. Basically.
Apparently, like, yeah, he was a good singer and everything, but even being on Broadway, he was nominated for, like, Best Actor Tonys and stuff, so he was legit, minus the craziness that came later.
Yeah.
How did he lose his eye?
Car wreck.
There's a piece of I think it was, like, a Chevy flew off and hit him in the eye.
Yeah, 1954.
Wasn't he stabbed by a prostitute?
I didn't see anything about that.
I did not either.
But I wouldn't be. I think everybody was stabbed by a prostitute.
Yeah, like back then. Yeah. Like, you know, like how today, like, well, like, man, I got a speeding ticket going to work. Like, man, I got stabbed by a prostitute on my way to work.
I don't know when he officially converted to Judaism, but he started a friendship with a comedian who is Jew, and he was the guy that gave him the mezuzah, Eddie Cantor. But like you said, he hung around his neck instead of putting it on a door. And apparently, the only time he forgot it was the night of the accident.
Yeah. I imagine, for serious, that being a black actor at this time was really, really difficult. And I can't imagine that being Jewish afforded you some kind of way to fit in, like, in Hollywood. Because, I mean, there's a big Jewish community in Hollywood, and especially, like, in movie studios and stuff. And I feel like this was a way to integrate yourself, because you can't just become a white person, right?
Davis. It's like when white people go to jail and they convert to, you know, Nazism or Aryanism to survive.
Davis lost his left eye to the bullet-shaped horn button, a standard feature in 1954 and 55 Cadillacs as a result.
The horn actually button.
Like, all right, we got to stop putting giant pointy objects on our
steering
wheel. Bullet-shaped
buttons.
Like, instead of this, like, what's going to stop their head in a collision? We could use an airbag or a bullet. Like a giant bullet horn. Ugh,
it seems like it was right while he was in the hospital for his eye wound that Eddie started talking more about the similarity between Jewish and black cultures, and that's when he started to think about converting. It wasn't until like 1961 where he officially converted, though, so like maybe 6 years after his accident.
Yeah.
And so in 1968 he converted to Satanism, but it only lasted 4 years, and he described it as Dungeons and Dragons and what was it? What was the other D? Not dick. Debauchery.
Debauchery.
Yeah, Dungeons and Dragons and debauchery. I guess he did it mainly. He was really into the orgies and stuff. Yeah. And I mean, I guess if you're in Hollywood and like there's one guy's having normal parties and then there's the orgy parties and you're like, what the fuck? I'm Sammy Davis Jr. Orgy party, please.
What were the drugs doing? What was alcohol doing, making you run away from...
No, it was part of the image. You see, if you get the title swinger, then you can't sit in the library all day. You know, you've got to go to a bar and be a swinger. It was nice to have the stuff and be there so I could be, you know, hey, we can always go to Sam's. He's got some stuff, you know.
He would reserve seats at, like, he was playing in Vegas and stuff at the time, and he would reserve special seats for Satanists and stuff, which I don't, it's hard to correlate this stuff because there isn't, so I don't know, like, if you just showed up and you're like, one ticket, please. They're like, well, you know, we're sold out. We got these seats for the Satanists. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's me. I'm a Satanist. One Satanist table, please. I don't know how, like, he just showed up. Like, yeah, let any Satanist sit at these seats, guys. So if they have, like, an upside-down cross or, like, eyeliner on.
One red fingernail.
One red fingernail. Yeah, that's kind of weird that that was the 60s. Like, if you were a Satanist, you did the one red fingernail. Like, I guess they didn't have goth culture.
They had lots of weird tells like that back then, like the gay stuff, you know, the
they just
earring.
Had their dicks out.
If you had your
the
dick
guy
out,
has no, the
gay.
Guy has no pants on. He must be one of them gays.
If you had, like, one leg rolled up, you're a drug dealer.
You just that seems like a really easy way for the police to arrest drug dealers.
Then you just have the very innocent Mary Tyler Moore tugging on her ear. That's
that was
it.
A thing in the 90s, though. Like, you roll up one leg and you're selling crack or something.
Oh,
I don't know.
Nice.
So simple. And I remember in high school it was rubber bands on your wrist. Like,
rubber bands on your wrist.
However, but what colors you had meant you were buying or selling. I don't know if it was ever true or not, but that was a conspiracy.
We just all knew to go to the parking lot to, like, the 80s, like, you know, the giant sliding door vans from the 80s and the kid who graduated or dropped out 4 years ago but still hangs around in the parking lot after school. Everybody knew that's where you got your drugs at.
The Matthew McConaughey figure.
Yeah, exactly. He had, like, a mullet and he had her... hung out with high school kids like that guy.
Going back to his vaudeville days, though, both of his parents were vaudeville dancers. And they separated when he was 3 years old, and his dad didn't want to lose custody of him, so he took him on tour with him, and that's how he became a vaudeville dancer too.
Yeah.
And he was kind of sheltered in his early life because he dealt with a lot of racism, but he didn't realize it because his dad and his dad's friend protected him from it a lot. Whenever people made, like, black racial slurs, his dad would tell them they're just jealous. They're just jealous.
It wasn't until he went into World War II in the Army.
18, he joined the Army, and I think he describes it as, like, stepping out from behind the curtain, basically. Yeah. Like, holy shit. This,
wait a minute. These people don't like black people.
These white people are racist as fuck.
Yeah.
What is it? Peace Among Worlds? Is that Rick Morty?
Yeah. So, and that's when I think he did entertaining in the Army, too.
Yeah, like, he found out that, like, white people wouldn't even, like, associate with him on the street, but they loved to listen to him. So he said, he's like, what's the quote? My talent was the weapon, the power, the way for me to fight. It was the only way I might hope to affect a man's thinking.
I knew it was... real big problem for him when he was in Vegas, when he started becoming established entertainer. You know, you play those Vegas shows and, you know, Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra are staying in these, like, Vegas suites, and they're like, you can't stay in those. And I think Frank Sinatra's one that set up was like, you know, if he's gonna play Vegas, he gets to, you know, play Vegas.
He had to stay in, like, boarding houses on the outskirts of town, and then, like, when he wasn't on stage, he had to, like, wait in the pool.
Like, stand out here by the pool.
Yeah,
racism, not cool, man.
Yeah.
I don't know if this Rat Pack ever stood up for him, but he definitely eventually stopped playing at facilities that would have segregated dressing rooms and stuff like that.
I don't know if it's just a fluff of Frank Sinatra's character, like if it's somebody fluffing his legacy, but I remember reading that he was pretty protective of Sammy Davis Jr., at least stood up for him for getting equal, like, access to green rooms, because I think that was a problem, is, like, the black entertainers didn't get
dressing rooms.
Yeah.
And I think he was pretty insistent later, you know, as they were touring together, that he got a dressing room and stuff, so I don't know. Yeah. You can't say no to Frank Sinatra. He was 1950s Jesus. And he became real good friends with Elvis, too, I think, actually.
Yeah.
I know him and Elvis played Vegas at the same time. I think during that time, like, if you were a successful entertainer, you just stayed in Vegas until you died.
Speaking of Elvis, I think we just found our season 2 premiere.
Oh, man, season 2, episode 1. Elvis. Yeah. I think we're going to try to contact Elvis and find out he's still alive. Like, nobody's going to answer.
Like, he won't be there. So
because he's still alive.
It proves he's still alive.
But there's a bunch of dead Elvis impersonators.
Oh, that would suck so bad to get, like, an Elvis impersonator. Like, Jesus, get off the board, man. He's like, oh, like the answer to every question. Oh, like, goddammit. So, We can move on now to the interview with Sammy Davis Jr.'s spirit. I have purchased offline. I found a, I went through an occult subreddit and found someone from a medium who I will not name from Santa Cruz, former murder capital of the USA, that has a shop, like a tarot shop, and had a lot of boards. And they're like, I'll sell you this one. It was very, very inexpensive. I didn't spend any extra money or whatever, but I wanted to find one that has contacted spirits before. And they're like, this one's been used, contacted spirits, blah, blah, blah. So they sent it out. And then,
who's it contacted? Do you know?
Oh, I don't. I didn't ask that. Is that rude? Like, if I buy like a used telephone, like a used cell phone, I'm like, who have you talked to on this? I didn't ask that, man. I'm sure it's like a bunch of people's dead relatives.
Okay. Right?
Or Satan. I mean, they did mention like they mainly used it for demonic possession communication. I think this is the board from The Exorcist.
Oh, great. loving it.
So we got the board. It's a nice wood board. And then they recommended an altar on another Chaos Magic subreddit. So altar with what I can only assume are some kind of magic sigils. It's some real Doctor Strange.
It looks like a pentagram with a sliver moon on either side.
Well, don't describe it.
Well, how are they supposed to know?
Because they can get their own fucking altars, Danny. I don't want people trying to recreate our communication. Then I have to go every time we get online to upload our podcast. There's five fucking celebrity ghost talkers out there. They're like, well, I got the pentagram with the silver horns and the...
Besides, if they know the sigil, they can hack it.
Yeah, we don't want people hacking.
We don't want them tapping into our celebrity ghost cable. All right, stop.
Yeah. The biggest, I would say, roadblock to the show is that none of us are mediums or ever have talked to ghosts before. But don't worry.
I looked up
the WikiHow article on how to use a Ouija board. So, step one, grab a few friends.
Okay.
Do you have to physically grab
a few
them?
Is three traditionally?
No, it says technically Ouija can be played alone, but it's best to play with at least one person, especially if it's dark and stormy night and whatever. Set the mood. Do we have any candles?
Grab that candelabra over there.
I grabbed the candelabra.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, light that candelabra up.
That thing has been used quite a bit.
Yeah, what kind of candles are those?
The wax kind, I think.
I mean, who's been using it? Like, you can't, obviously at home, you cannot see this, but it looks like it's from a 18th century murder mystery, and there should be a butler attached to it wandering around the house.
That's when the kids are bad. They do their homework by candlelight.
I brought some incense. I'll set those up.
Yeah, you didn't bring any incense.
I got the new car smell.
grab a seat. So the original instructions for Ouija, it says to place the board on the knees of the two. Pretend we're not doing that. It's on the table. Or working on a clear table or on the floor is fine, so long as everyone can clearly see and keep fingers on the planchette. That's a fancy word for pointer.
Planchette.
Pointer.
The little mouse pointer thing.
The proper mindset. Be patient, guys. The ghosts aren't just going to be knocking at the board ready to talk.
We'll edit out the boring stuff.
Yeah, the spirits need time to warm up. You might not get answers right away. Don't give up.
Yeah, if you feel they answered quite quick, it's probably just Matt did some wonderful editing.
I know it's Friday night. Ghost Sammy Davis Jr. is probably peeping on some ghost porn or whatever.
It's probably some orgy in hell going on right now.
Or he's peeking in on some orgy and he's like, Jesus Christ, guys.
Back in my day, we did real orgies.
If you guys watch Big Mouth at all on Netflix, the anime show,
yeah,
there's Ghost Duke Ellington,
Duke Ellington in the
attic. So.
Be polite. If you are speaking to a highly communicative spirit, talk to it. Be friendly. This will encourage. So don't be a dick, Danny.
I'm sorry.
Danny, do not be a dick to Ghost Sammy Davis Jr.
No promise.
He knows Ghost Frank Sinatra. And he will fuck you up.
You may not get the answers you want. Well, I'll get the answers I want. I am a premier interviewer. Start simply. It's best not to bombard your spirit with questions. You want to ask how many spirits are in the room. It better just be one. Like, literally do not want to talk to anyone else. Be careful what you wish for. Is this a genie? Oh, how amazing would that be? Instead of Ghost Sammy Davis Jr., we got a genie and he granted our wishes.
Genie Sammy Davis Jr.
The last thing you want to do is stay up all night contemplating your imminent death. If you don't want to know the answers to Sammy Davis Jr., when will I die? Shit. Why would I ask Sammy Davis Jr. that? Don't ask silly or stupid questions. Oh, fuck you. Don't ask for physical signs. don't believe everything the board tells you. I hope Sammy Davis Jr. would be nice. And then part three of three, pick a medium-ish. Designate one person to ask all the questions.
I don't know. Wait. I don't know if Ish was the best medium.
He's the most childlike is what we decided.
Well, yeah. I just don't know if Sammy Davis Jr. would want to talk to Ish, because there's another fact about Sammy Davis Jr. He died in debt to the IRS, and his estate was bombarded with lawsuits.
How would he know that? You just brought it up. He's not a mind reader. He's a ghost.
He knows, man. So, he's probably...
They don't have unlimited knowledge.
James will be the designated question asker.
So when we were decided who all would like touch the planchette, I'm like, I'll do it. But I want Ish also to touch it because he's the most childlike. So it's an exorcist type situation. It will possess Ish, not me. All right. Fine. I'll medium. Place your fingers on the planchette. It should be resting on the G spot. Put it on the G space. I guess that's the middle of the board. That makes sense. So why does it have a point but then the circle? So the point doesn't mean anything, right?
No. It's the circle you look at. Well, I shouldn't say that. We should let the instructions tell us.
Ask all players to gently place their index and middle fingers on the planchette. So let me move the planchette. Is there really, whatever. Develop an opening ritual. Ooh, this could be anything. A prayer, a welcome, or even trinkets scattered around.
We've already got one. I think we sit around and talk. We talk about the...
We developed a sort of pledge prayer.
Song. I forgot the stupid song that I came up with. What was it?
Something about side and slide.
I remember that lyric. I don't remember the rest of it.
I did have a really cool song. Sorry, guys. Develop an opening ritual. Have the medium greet the spirits and affirm that only positive energy is what we don't want. A shitty Sammy Davis Jr. If you're having a bad night, keep it at home. Stay professional. Line the board with jewels or other relics. Do we have like... We have like a bottle of liquor and a knife.
Well, cell phones are expensive.
Maybe a dildo.
We should align it with cell phones.
I was just thinking of things that Sammy Davis Jr. would appreciate, which would be liquor.
I was thinking about offering the Reese's Peanut Cut Buttercup Pumpkin, but it already fucking ate it.
He only ate half.
I broke it in half. I'm sure. Well,
all right. So we've got half a Reese's pumpkin.
We'll ask him if he would like to have half a Reese's pumpkin.
No. So I've got half a Reese's pumpkin, which I've placed on the board.
I'm not going to eat it after Sammy Davis Jr. has touched it, though.
We have a blue Lego crystal that is in one corner.
Okay, I'm sure he'll like that.
Ask a question. No shit. Concentrate. Watch it move. Make sure no player is dominating the planchette. Don't dominate the planchette.
That's the last.
Close the board. Oh, this one's important. The planchette starts doing figure eights or counting down from Z to A or counting down from 9 to 0. End the seance by moving to goodbye. That's pretty simple. Like, it just has, like, a power off button. You're just like, goodbye.
Yeah, see you right there.
Goodbye.
That seems...
Wait, which part do you put it on for goodbye?
There's a goodbye space.
I think you just slide across it.
Yeah, okay. Like a cell phone swipe.
Left to right or right to left?
I'm guessing in order of reads, left to right.
Yeah, probably not. I bib duke. That's goodbye. You could play that backwards and it would say goodbye.
In the early days, did you go to school and stuff?
I never had any formal education at all. None. Well, I'm not proud of that statement, but I survived, you know.
But you must have had an education of some kind. I mean,
yes,
people
read education.
Give you books and help you read and introduce you to different subjects and so on and so forth?
No.
None of that?
There was a guy that played piano with the act. He had wanted to be a teacher, and he taught me a little bit. I didn't learn how to... right until I went into the army at the age of 18. So, and I was a spotty reader, but I forced myself. Something happens to you when you don't take it for granted.
Yeah.
And it's not just laid on you, man. I learned everything I had to learn so that I wanted to just fill my head with knowledge about, so that subsequently, thank God, I can go now and have dinner with someone and I don't have to talk just show business, you know.
Yeah.
But That's the way it was. I never missed it.
But you know, it's because you didn't have an education that you weren't able to make anything out of yourself.
Um, So yeah, let's get to it, I guess. Hippity hoppity, give me the soppity. I'll move the Reese's pumpkin off the board.
I want to move your, yeah.
Get my soda here. Do we want to, I guess, that door open, being open, I just feel like we're going to let Ghost Sammy Davis Jr. escape.
Yeah, we shut the door.
Well, then we're trapped in here with him. I don't know.
I think you should let it, you know, leave it open so you can come in the front door.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Do we need to say, we don't have to say like a magic spell or anything?
No, there's definitely a step where it's like, make a
little
prayer.
There's some good questions though. Some people, there's like an FAQ at the bottom. So let me just go over some of these. Are dogs allowed while using the spirit board? Yes. So we're good there.
Well, cats.
Can you use the Ouija board in the morning? Their spirits, it doesn't matter what time you use it.
Because it technically is the morning, so that makes sense.
What comes if 21 comes again and again? I don't know. We'll skip that one. Any other important questions? Can I actually talk with ghosts using a Ouija board? Okay, this one's important. Yes. Yes, you can speak with a ghost. Okay. How do I get to answer if I'm playing alone? The board will work exactly the same way. Okay.
Well, you're just a little sadder for having to do it by yourself.
Some tips and tricks, guys. Prevent calling a bad spirit. Put a silver coin on the board. Why isn't that the first thing? Like, what if I didn't even scroll down to the tips? What if we got shitty Sammy to hit?
You got a silver dollar on you-ish?
I might have a silver coin in color.
Ooh, I didn't notice there's a sun and a moon on here. They identify what kind of spirit is contacting you. If it comes from the sun, it is good. If it comes from the moon, it is bad. Just like Buzz Aldrin.
I hope we don't get those reversed.
If you get a bad spirit, thank the spirit for its time and say goodbye.
So Buzz Aldrin's bad.
Yeah. Is he dead?
Yes.
Yes.
He is newly, I think.
I thought Buzz Aldrin was alive. He's the
recently
one that's alive.
Dead, I think.
Recently dead.
Recently deceased.
Like when?
Like a couple months ago, I think.
Yeah. Are you serious?
Whoa.
He's the one that punched the dude, right? Because the guy was like, you didn't land on the moon. Landing.
Yeah.
Punch him right in his freaking face.
I think I'm bumping Bob Marley. We're going to get Buzz Aldrin in here. See if he actually landed on the moon.
Yeah, he might not be dead.
Yeah, I don't think is he dead?
It would have to be like extremely recently.
What the fuck? There's a warning section that's all the way at the bottom. Do not use the Ouija board while consuming alcohol or drugs. Are any of you high?
No.
Nah.
Okay. The existence of ghost demons and supernatural is disputed. Don't take everything for granted.
No, he's just retired. He's not dead.
Okay.
I didn't think
strike
so.
That.
Oh,
Yeah, wouldn't want to interview a non-dead guy in our
friends. Ouija boards can be a two-way portal to another realm. When using a board, you should be very careful that you don't let something into the real world. Don't let Sammy Davis Jr. back into the real world. At all costs. All right. Tonight on Celebrity Ghost Talkers, we've got Sammy Davis Jr. here in the Ghost Studio. We've got our spirit board set up, and we're all ready to contact him from the other side. Everybody, place your fingers on it. I guess I'm going to... it's really hard to get to the... I feel like we're all stretched out. Our arms are maximum stretched, so the planchette's just going to stay in the middle, right? So everybody, close your eyes. Think about your fondest Sammy Davis Jr. memory, I guess. And we're going to contact him. Matt, I'm giving you one more option. You sure you don't want to get in here?
Yeah, there's no room for me anyway.
I mean, we can make room.
Nah, I'm good. I got knobs and stuff to twiddle here.
Yeah, I bet you do. All right. we've got our candelabra fired up. Is it moving yet?
We got to do the chant.
I think you can't just rest your hands on it, Danny. I think you have to have some wiggle room, right? Because I'm like physically trying to move it and it won't move. Now you guys aren't even touching it.
I'm right there on it.
All right. Sammy Davis Jr., are you here?
If there's a ghost on the other side, give us a slide.
Yeah, there it is. It's not moving. Sammy Davis Jr., are you there? Can we contact Sammy Davis Jr. in the ghost realm? That's the thing's just not moving.
You guys patience, have to believe.
Patience.
Yeah. Believe with all your heart.
Sammy Davis Jr., if you are there, welcome to Celebrity Ghost Talkers. I'm your host, James. How are you? Do you think it's just a broken board? Or
maybe you should have contacted his ghost publicist first.
So I was thinking, like, I didn't know I was going to have to go through a ghost manager.
They might have hosed you.
Is there any spirits there? Man, we should really get like a bunch of 16-year-old girls to operate this Ouija board for us.
Yeah, we probably
that's how it works in the movies, right?
Yeah.
Then we can all play some light as a feather stick as a board together. Come on.
I'm going to try my damnedest to get a medium in here next episode. I feel like we just need four people on the board, and that's why it's not moving.
It says you can do it by yourself.
But seriously, like, I can't even hardly get it to move because I think you guys are like resting on it.
Well, it didn't go over how the levity of how the touch you're supposed to bring.
I think you're supposed to lightly touch, and then it does it like that, right?
Is there some way you're supposed to prepare the planchette?
Grease it up?
Yeah.
Then you get the ghost grease, guys.
Or
if you're pushing, it doesn't move. So.
Yeah, I mean it slides pretty. Yeah, it's got a good slide on it.
Maybe try sliding. Just slide it, see where it lands.
All right.
That's not at all how you
goodbye.
Use
it landed on goodbye.
No, go Sammy Davis Jr. This isn't a foolproof method. This should be working. All right, we'll point it at Ish. Maybe point it at Ish.
It's so childlike.
You gotta ask something.
Oh yeah, Sammy Davis Jr. Are you there? I think Ish is just moving. It's moving very slowly.
You got to be patient, remember?
Oh, yeah. It's on... What is that? I can't read it.
F.
F. All right. So Sammy Davis Jr.'s reply is F. There's a yes or a no on here.
Yeah.
It'd be a lot easier if we could just ask yes or no questions like we just did, and then he could say yes or no, but still in the F.
The yes and the no are pretty far apart, though.
Not that far apart.
It's moving it.
All right, that's all we got for tonight, guys, on Celebrity Ghost Talkers.
Just keep it up. Like, I'll edit it. Like they said, it takes a long time.
Yeah.
Just keep at it.
All right. I mean, I was just going to play us out, have the house band play us out. I think we're just never going to interview an actual ghost on the show.
So we just leave that the joke at the end.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, you know, maybe they don't show up. That happens on podcasts sometimes. The guest doesn't show up, and they... have to just wing it. But I still think you guys should keep at it. You've been trying for barely 5 minutes.
Okay, so you talk to him directly, then we're the vessels for the ritual talk.
All right, you guys have your eyes closed. Great spirits, we are here from Celebrity Ghost Talkers to try and contact Sammy Davis Jr. At this point, we will settle on any ghostly entity. But if someone is there or somebody knows Sammy Davis Jr., give us a sign. Nothing's happening, guys. This is James from Celebrity Ghost Talkers. Are there any spirits out there? All right, Danny, you got to tell us what it's saying.
Looks like it stopped on L-E-R-G.
Lurg. Is your name Lurg?
That would be a big no.
All right, we have broken through to the other side.
Ask if you can talk to Sammy Davis.
Lurg, do you know Sammy Davis Jr.?
I wouldn't call him Lurg. It's not his name.
Oh, that's all we got to go on. Can we have your name, not Lurg? No, I feel it moving. It's definitely moving now. What's it spelling, Danny?
It almost made it to T and then went past J.
TJ.
Now it's back on. Another one, S.
It's a Spanish ghost. Tieso.
Yes.
The J is silent. Gesso. Oh, that's an A. Is it going over letters, Danny? God damn.
M. I mean, I'm only like... It keeps going, but I'm waiting for it to stop. Stopped on M.
So what's that spell?
T-J-A-M.
T-J-S-A-M.
T-J-S-A-M.
T-J Sam.
Sam. Sammy Davis Jr.
Yes.
Oh, that's yes. It just went to yes.
Wow.
All right.
That was uncanny. I have chills.
All right. So, Sammy Davis Jr., good to have you here in the studio with us. Can you tell us, are you currently in contact with Satan? Let's just go from the big question.
The big ask right out the door.
Is it moving?
Yeah. It looks like it's going towards no. They made it there. No.
I mean, I would think Satan would be like the CEO. I mean, you hardly ever see the CEO when you work in an office.
Well, that's true.
I got a question for him.
Okay.
Did you enjoy making Japanese coffee commercials?
I think it's just staying on no.
It's just staying on no.
Yeah, well, would you?
Apparently.
I don't know. Maybe.
Apparently American celebrities are huge over there.
Yeah.
It's like a Lost in Translation situation.
Okay.
Is the Af...
Jesus Christ.
Ooh, should I not say that? The J word?
Yeah, I think you ruined it.
Broke shit, it. Shit, shit. No, sorry, sorry. We won't say the J word anymore. Are the orgies as good in hell as they were on Earth? Oh, it's moving. It's moving.
C.
C-I. What starts with C-I?
S.
Yeah, I think Sammy Davis might not have been a great speller.
S-I-C-S-C-I-S-I-C-I-S-I-C-C.
Just okay. Why would you just assume he's not a good speller?
He's a son of a vaudevillian actors. Like he
spent, vaudevillian actors don't know how to spell.
No, he was completely they don't unschooled in his life.
He was completely unschooled. He went from vaudeville to the army to being an entertainer. He had no reason.
He knew how to read.
Well, so far he's done C I S I K. So
he clearly doesn't.
Were the orgies in hell as good as they were on Earth?
C I C I S K.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe it's scrambled. Maybe it means kissing. Oh, so there's a lot more kissing.
Oh man, that's horrible. You don't want kissing in an orgy. Yeah.
It's all closed mouth kissing.
Yeah. It's all hand stuff. No kissing.
That's fine. It's not on the mouth.
Ooh.
U.
U.
D. D.
Wait, what is it saying?
U D.
But why is it? You didn't ask it a question.
We didn't. Maybe he's asking us a question.
Well, that's not how this works, Sammy.
Okay.
U.
V. So can we make a rule where we have to check and make sure ghosts are literate before we try and contact them from now on?
I think he was literate.
Yeah, I think you guys assuming that he's not literate is forcing...
I think it's like operator...
Forcing 50s era racism onto the afterlife.
It's. I mean, not a lot of people back then were illiterate, though.
Yeah.
In the 50s? Just everybody was illiterate.
Yeah, not everybody, but a lot of people.
Well, they all left...
Sammy Davis Jr., were you illiterate? I'm not even doing this, guys.
You guys are totally pushing it there.
He said no.
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 He says no.
Well, I apologize, Sammy.
I would like to think that in the afterlife, as some kind of spiritual entity, you are given specific knowledge, such as the ability to read and write. I mean, if he's able to grant wishes, he would think he can at least read and write. Ooh, can you grant wishes like some kind of genie?
I'm just hanging around, no.
Okay, fair.
Also, he's not yes-anding at all. I'm not sure this is Sammy.
I don't think
that's the first rule of comedy.
He wasn't into improv. It was all Broadway.
He did impressions.
Yeah.
Is Anton LaVey dead?
Yes.
Yeah. Are you in contact with Anton LaVey in the afterlife? Oh, it's going.
Where's it going?
I can't even see. I don't even know where it's going. Yes. Ooh. Did you ever have any connection with Hugh Hefner? That's a recent. Oh, we can't even get it off the S.
Wow. Yeah.
So I like to think there is some kind of orgy situation with Sammy Davis Jr., Hugh Hefner, and Anton LaVey.
Of course, yeah.
It involves a lot of kissing. Maybe it's just a bunch of dudes kissing.
Kissing and hands.
Oh my God, he is in hell. Or heaven, depending on what kind of ghost you are. Yes, it went back to yes.
What about Frank Sinatra? Is Frank Sinatra there?
Oh, man.
Oh, was answering my questions? I'm not touching it.
Oh, it's going to no. Are you...
So is it just a conspiracy theory that Frank Sinatra's dead? Is he actually still alive?
Or maybe...
Maybe Frank's in heaven.
I'd like to think that maybe Satanists go to a different afterlife, so maybe Hugh Hefner, who is clearly a Satanist.
Like good hell? Like you did a good job hell or something?
Yeah, maybe they're in like purgatory or something. I'm out of
questions. So we got to find one more question to finish the night on. Some hard hitter.
Like a hard hitter question? Like if you were alive today, would women come out and say, okay, we can edit that one out. It's too dark.
I want to ask you a question that I think... What was the name of the white woman you weren't allowed to marry? Because I know you guys don't remember, but you might remember subconsciously. Just the first letter of that woman's name.
I mean, we're not moving the planchette, man.
Just scientific curiosity.
It looked like I was about to stop on H and then it went to E.
Oh man, I just went to N.
N. O.
O.
Trying to see where it goes.
E. K. He can't spell.
No, that was, the last Novak name. Was her last name.
What did he spell? I wasn't.
He spelled Novak, but
that's what I'm saying. He can't spell.
Okay. Wow.
I thought that was the one he married.
No, that's the one that he was not allowed.
That's
to marry.
The one he was not allowed to marry.
Did you know that?
No.
Cool. That's
I had no clue. I honestly had no idea.
That's creepy, but it still could be your subconscious.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. What was your ATM pin?
I don't know if they had ATMs.
Back then? It's going? No, it's not going.
He might have had.
Are we trying to like fool Sammy Davis Jr.?
He died in 1990.
This might have had around for ATMs.
Yeah, he might have been around for the very beginning of ATMs.
Did you say he was on the Cosby Show?
Too soon. What do you think about Bill Cosby? Were you aware? What, man, it's really hard to talk about celebrities and not talking about rape.
It really is.
2017 sucks.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I bet Sammy Davis did his share of. I mean, he was from the time, man.
Oh.
People treated women horribly back then. Did you ever molest a woman, Sammy?
It went to no.
Well, he would say that.
Are you calling him an illiterate liar?
Typical
from
Hollywood.
The 1950s rapist?
Well,
he's going to talk to his ghost pals, and we're not going to have anybody on the show.
He's gonna get
We've asked
leave.
Him three questions. The PIN number to his bank account, if he raped a woman, and does he know how to spell? Worst talk show ever.
We ask the hard-hitting questions.
All right. Well,
I don't know. I've seen Zach Galifianakis's Between Two Ferns.
Oh, it's just swiped goodbye.
Yeah. Wait, okay.
Oh, it's gone.
You just closed it out. Thank you for tuning in to episode 1 of Celebrity Ghost Talkers. Thank you, Sammy Davis Jr., for joining us. It's good to know that I personally do not think that you are a rapist or that you are illiterate, despite what Matt Mannard says, whose house we're currently in. So if you've got to haunt somebody, do him, not me. Next week, we'll have Patrick Swayze, the original ghost, on the show to talk to us. Hopefully, we can find out more information about his background, maybe some cool stories, and we'll come up with some better questions. To be honest, this was the pilot, and we just pulled this out of our asses. But I am going to do my damnedest to get an actual medium on the show. Would you guys be open to that?
Sure.
Maybe. If they were funny.
Yeah,
if they're funny.
Yeah.
They're going to be all serious and be like, you got to respect the ghost. I don't know if I want to deal with that.
Yeah, I mean, do you think they would have a problem with asking all of our guests if they're rapists?
Yeah, probably.
It's not like we're being mean and asking that. It is a valid question to ask any notable celebrity nowadays.
Yeah.
Have you forced yourself upon another person of the opposite or same sex? Or
if he's kept up with the news, he understands why we're asking. Yeah. I mean,
2016, all your favorite celebrities die. 2017, all your favorite celebrities die.
Ooh, do you think there's a Ouija board that can contact the ghost of Louis C.K.? Career. That would be a sweet Ouija board.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, until next time, guys, hope you enjoyed the show. Be sure to write us at celebrityghosttalkers@gmail.com. If you have any questions for any of the upcoming celebrities, let us know. If you have any ideas for the show, besides that we should never do it again, just constructive criticism, please feel free to write us at celebrityghosttalkers@gmail.com.
And now you need a pithy ending phrase because all podcasts have those now.
Ooh, what's that?
Like, you know, like
that's how the cookie crumbles.
That's how the cookie crumbles. Enjoy your burrito.
Oh, Nerdist, yeah.
I don't know, like something like that.
What's a good outline?
What about your Let It Slide line? That's a good one.
I don't remember it.
The show doesn't have a ghost of a chance.
No, that's
it's like to all those ghosts on the other side when we come calling, let it slide.
There you go.
To all the ghosts on the other side when Ghost Talkers comes calling, let it slide. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.